Utah governor signs bill making state first to ban fluoride in water systems. By Amy Furr on March 28, 2025. The state of Utah is now the first in the nation to ban fluoride in its public water systems after Governor Spencer Cox, R., made it a law on Thursday. The bill he signed, which prohibits any person or government entity from adding the mineral to his state's water systems, will go into effect on May 7, NBC News reported Friday. However, some medical associations and public health groups support adding fluoride to drinking water, claiming it helps protect people against cavities. The NBC report continued. Some studies have suggested that fluoride may negatively impact children's neurodevelopment, including one recently published in the journal JAMA Pediatrics, which found an association between higher fluoride exposure and lower IQ scores in children. According to the authors, though, most of the 74 studies they reviewed were from countries that use far higher levels of fluoride in their water systems than the United States does. Prior to putting his signature on the bill, Cox said, "I will end up signing that. We ran this natural experiment. You think you would see drastically different outcomes with half the state not getting it and half the state getting it. I've talked to a lot of dentists, we haven't seen that. It's got to be a really high bar for me if we are going to require people to be medicated by their government," he added. In November, Winter Haven, Florida, decided to stop using fluoride in its water supply, Breitbart News reported. It is also important to note that U.S. Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been a critic of fluoride in drinking water. According to a recent KJZZ article, fluoride, a chemical commonly added to drinking water and dental hygiene products to prevent tooth decay, has been locally and nationally debated for decades. Supporters argued that it was an effective public health measure, while critics believed it raised health concerns and violated personal freedoms.